Good day. This is Paige Estrotori broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025. Welcome to our weekly insurance news wrap, where we'll cover critical industry updates relevant to consumers across Australia. Let's dive straight in. Climate change continues to pose a formidable challenge for Australian property owners. Reports from Climate Valuation indicate that over 4% of our properties are now at significant risk due to adverse effects of climate change. The risk, compounded by floods and bushfires, has resulted in insurance becoming prohibitively expensive, or in some cases, completely unavailable. Notably, insurance costs have ballooned nearly 70% in the past 5 years. Major industry players, such as the Insurance Council of Australia, are calling for investments in our resilience infrastructure. Flood defenses, tax cuts on state insurance, and climate-proofing standards are among the proposed measures. Proactive steps like retrofitting existing structures, opting for resilient construction methods, and in severe cases, relocating are considered part of the solution. In other news, an interesting court case recently unfolded involving a motor policyholder and insurer, Suncorp. The crux of the issue revolved around a diesel exhaust fluid mix-up rendered exclusionary by the insurer. This incident has sparked a nationwide conversation around the importance of clear communication and thorough review of policy documents. Moving to legal matters, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has taken Hollard Insurance to court for significant claim handling issues. Allegedly, Hollard's mismanagement of a storm damage claim resulted in a couple's property becoming uninhabitable, leading to a drawn-out settlement process of over 3 years. This serves as a cogent reminder of the potential repercussions for noncompliance and illustrates ASIC's commitment to maintaining high standards in the industry. Lastly, Suncorp once again finds its way into our piece with a significant move in motor claims. The insurer plans to cut almost half of its assessing team positions, citing the drive to maximize efficiency. The finance sector union throws its weight against this proposition, raising concerns around job security and offshoring work. It is noteworthy that the decision comes on the heels of a reported $1.1 billion net profit surge, indicating potential shifts in cost-cutting strategies. That concludes our summary of this week's key insurance news. To explore any of these topics further, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you Australia's most critical financial news, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Stay informed, stay prosperous. Until next week, goodbye.